On the Level with Derek Richter, Level 8 in the house again. Welcome back to the studio.
Thanks for having me. You shut down the spring cleaning pretty quickly when JJ brought it up.
But, you know. You're here to resurrect it?
Add us to the list.
Okay, you're here to resurrect the spring cleaning conversation. But here's what I like about his spring cleaning conversation. Derek Richter's spring cleaning conversation over JJ Gordon's is I don't know I got to do any work if I get Derek Richter involved in my spring cleaning.
That's right.
You're going to do it for me.
Absolutely. And I don't, you know, this time of year, I was telling my wife today, I'm like, oh, I don't like where the sun's at right now. Because when you're sitting at home in the afternoon, you can just see the dust and the dead skin cells floating around. Those are all getting trapped in your carpets. Have us come in and clean them.
Let's talk about spring cleaning when it comes to Level 8 steam cleaning and restoration. So, first of all, I'm so glad I don't have to have you at my house for ice dam issues.
Right.
This year. So great. You guys did a wonderful job, but I'm glad not to see you. You know what I mean?
I do, yes. We never like it to happen. We're just glad we were there to help out.
Let's talk about those people who said, listen, I didn't get my carpets cleaned in the fall, and it's probably been, almost a year since I've had them cleaned. What kind of stuff gets trapped in our carpet in the span of a year?
So, like I said, if you're standing there and you're just looking at the dust floating around in your house, a lot of that is dead skin cells in your home.
Gross.
So you've had your windows closed all winter long. You know, you've probably changed out your furnace filters. You've seen how dirty those are. All that, the carpet is a filter for your home. When you have the hardwoods and laminates, it just floats around, doesn't get trapped anywhere, but it does get trapped in your carpets. Not only that, if you walked in with your shoes, what have you brought in from the outside? Even your entryway, when you walk in your entryway, you take your shoes off and you step in with your socks. What else are you tracking in? All that stuff can get trapped in your carpet. So when you have them professionally steam cleaned, we remove all of that. It helps with allergies. It helps with asthma. You know, just the overall cleanliness of your home. So there's a lot of health benefits.
How often should people realistically get them cleaned? Because, I mean, it's a process, right?
Yes.
And so, I mean, I know you probably would clean someone's carpets every 3 months if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I think for a while you were at my house at a very rapid rate. But how often realistically should just the average person...
So manufacturers recommend every 12 to 18 months by a certified professional to maintain your warranty on your carpets is for one. But I would recommend every 12 to 18 months as well. And I do mine every 12 months. We have some clients that set up recurring every 6 months. We do have some that have us come out every quarter. So it's kind of a personal feeling as well. But every 12 to 18 months for sure is what everybody should done. And that's just that you're cleansing the home. You're removing all those allergens and all those dust mites and everything that settles down in your carpets.
I've needed new carpet for a while and at least two of my floors, but I just keep getting my carpets cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Like, yeah, I need new carpet, but I'm just trying to get a little bit more life out of it.
Yes. And if you get new carpet and you have it cleaned every 12 to 18 months, your carpets can last so much longer. Like, we have clients that have had their carpets for 20 years and they have them cleaned every year like clockwork and they look great. So, you know, your house is a little different. You got pets, you got young kids.
Yeah.
Even my house, my carpets are 13 years old. There's no stains on them, but you can start to see the wear patterns, but we clean them every year. And every time we clean them, like, you know, we could go a little longer.
Yeah.
Right? Go a little longer because it's a lot less expensive to have them clean than it is to replace. At some point, you'll have to have them replaced, but if you clean them every year regularly, they're going to last so much longer.
And the smell inside your house. Oh, I love that just freshly cleaned carpet smell.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yes, and then you lay on it, it's soft and fluffy because there is a fiber rinse that goes through the solution that actually leaves your carpet softer.
Okay, let's talk about tile real quick, too,
because...
We think of, you know, you see the dust floating around the carpet, but like, don't worry, I've been Swiffering my tile for years. We're good to go. How many times do you go in and they're like, listen, you might have a small amount of tile, but you'd be surprised what kind of new life you can get from it.
Absolutely. And I always tell people, look over underneath the cabinet or in a corner or some area that doesn't get any traffic. That's the color your grout should be. And then you look at the traffic areas. We just had a client that we do every year. They do their tile in their kitchen because it's a heavy traffic area for them. And it makes such a difference. Even if you scrub them, that dirt doesn't always come out completely because you're just pushing it around with a mop or a Swiffer. Doesn't get everything out. Doesn't get the deep down stuff out. So even a shower tile, when we go in there and you feel it, you can feel the grime on there. Even after you clean it, we come in there with that high pressure and that steam. It feels nice and smooth afterwards. And then once we do a pre-spray, we take a counter-rotating brushes to work up all the grout lines and all the dirt, and you can see how much dirt is left on those tiles as we're doing that.
Yuck.
Yeah, it's going to be surprising how dirty the tile can be.
Yeah. And, okay, one last question here. Water damage. We mentioned it a little bit at the beginning. Mm-hmm. What types of water damage are you seeing this time of year?
So we've dealt with some toilet leaks, some overflows, some sink leaks, dishwasher leaks, fridge leaks. So there's still plenty of issues in the home that have water issues, not just sump pumps. We're starting to see some sump pumps trickle in a little bit more and more here as well. I always tell people too, people like, oh, it's not that bad. I'm not going to do anything with it. Have us come out, inspect it, find out everything that's wrong. And we can walk you through the process if it's an insurance claim, or we can let you know, hey, this isn't so bad. If we just did this, it'd be taken care of. We hear all too often people are like, oh, it'll be fine. I'll just put a fan on it. Just have us check it out, because you don't know what you're dealing with that gets underneath materials.
When people think about catastrophic water damage, right? So like the sump pump back up 3 inches of water in the basement, but it's those small leaks that actually can cause the biggest damage into your house.
They can, and we see it all the time in baseboards. Oh, your baseboard's moldy. What happens? Oh, we had water in there one time. Well, it didn't dry very quickly. So now what other issues do you have behind that baseboard? And we find it all the time. We remove a baseboard, there's mold behind baseboards. And then we have to cut the drywall because it didn't get dried out soon enough. So that's one area. So people just, I wish people, if they had water issues, just call us up and have us check it out, at least so you know what you're dealing with.
That is why I always say save this phone number in your phone so it's just there. Water guy, carpet guy, Derek Richter, whatever you want to call him, level 8. Put it in your phone so you've just got it there, because JJ and I have both come home to water damage and both had to do the call of shame to Derek Richter and say, we need you to come over.
Yeah.
It's not good news.
I think that the other thing, too, is I would love to get like some celebrity status with you, but I know you treat every customer just as great, because I've talked to people who've hired you and they're like, man, that guy, so professional.
I try to be, A1 service.
The other nice thing, constant contact.
Yes.
Like if you're having your carpets done, you don't have to play this guessing game of like, how long does the dog have to stay outside? Like, you know when your team is coming, you know when they're working, you know when they're done. And you know when you can go back to just laying on that carpet without someone coming and being like, forgot a tool.
Weird,
that you're laying on your carpet right now. Bye.
Someone said shampoo discolors our shower grout and level eight makes it look fabulous.
Oh, nice.
So that's good.
Yes, it is.
I suppose shampoo can kind of do a number on that. I didn't think of that. You'd think like, oh, it's clean. It's shampoo. It'll be fine.
No, if it gets set in a spot that doesn't get rinsed out, like in a corner, or sometimes when you're washing your hair, it flings all over and sits there. It can discolor it. Or you get sometimes you can get the hard water spots. Or if you get that pinkish color in a corner that doesn't get touched. Yeah, for sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I know that pink color.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, so do I.
Okay, that phone number that you need to save, 701-371-0099. That's Derek Richter from Level 8 Steam Cleaning and Restoration, level8steam.com. You get all that right?
You got it all.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay, I won't poo-poo spring cleaning as long as you're doing
yes,
the work.
Add it
as
in.
Long as you're doing the
there
work.
There we go.